Today, narration of the weddings at Cana is only in St. John. And we could find here two different kind of feast, the feast of man and the feast of God. The projects of happiness of men are ephemeral, are short. All the joy, the feast, the human merrymaking are of short range and subject to the coming of something wrong, a misfortune, something that may disappear the joy and the feast. In today's gospel, we find that they ran out of wine. The perfect joy of a Christian is different. It's the feast of God. The perfect Christian joy in this earth, on this earth, is perfect but relative. Per se, it's not perfection because we are here on earth. When we reach our homeland, that is heaven, we can reach the perfect joy. The fullness that we could find on this earth is not the one that we can find in our homeland, in heaven. However, we could find some perfection in our feast, in our joy. It's a relative perfection, but it's a Christian perfection and joy. Christian joy on this earth is mixed with the cross. All this is really well explained in the Sermon of the Last Supper, when the Lord is telling them that his joy will be theirs, but they have to suffer. They have to follow him to the cross. The joy on this earth is somehow perfect. In some ways, we can already have that now. In the now, we can have some joy. But we are living in a not yet. We cannot find the fullness of joy yet. So we live between these two different parts, now and not yet. But the perfect joy can be possible to achieve on this earth. The Lord says, a little time and you will not see me, so you will be sad. But a little more and you will see me again, and you will have joy. Everything that happened in the present time is ephemeral, is short by definition. See, said St. Paul, see that the time is short. So those who live that if they are not living in the definite homeland. Those who cry, live as if they don't cry. And so on, is he saying, because the figure of this world is passing by. It's a short time, it's a difficult time, we know that. But the perfect joy is possible to be lived in this world. But reminding, having into mind that it's accompanied by the ways of the cross. If we want to be happy on this earth, we need to understand the perfect joy of St. Francis of Assisi. We need to share the life and the destiny of our Lord Jesus Christ. What means this? You will be sad, but your sadness will become your joy. Precisely the way of the cross. Our passing by on this earth is a sign by the sign of the cross. The world will never understand us. The world will consider us as strangers and foreigners. The world will be happy and you will be sad, says the Lord. But that is for a short time. So where we could find this perfect joy that is one of the first fruits of the Holy Spirit? First, we need to emphasize that we need to share the destiny and the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, but not by obligation. We need to accept it out of love. Our participation cannot be just meekly go and receive it like an obligation. is a kind of payment for our sins. So we need to accept it even more. We need to love this participation on the cross. Without understanding the cross, it's impossible to be joyful on this life. Like the saints, they suffer a lot, but they were so happy because they have the Lord. When you accept this out of freedom, you understand how you can reach real joy on this earth. When two persons love each other, they want to be together. They want to participate of the same destiny. You remember that beautiful passage of the book of Ruth. Ruth is talking to her mother-in-law, and she said, "Your nation will be my nation. Your God will be my God." They love each other. Now, Ruth was a widow, and she wanted to take care of her mother-in-law, and they said that beautiful passage. They want to share their destiny, their misery. They have to beg together, but they were happy because they were together. God can write straight with crooked lines. So the same idea we can apply to joy. God can draw joyful and a feast out of our miseries, our hardships, the persecution. So every time we feel far away from Christian joy, every time that we feel that we are out of the perfect way, remember that the Lord can make it right. He's the only one. It's like the Lord says that it's like the woman who is going to have a baby. Is worried about the suffering, is worried about what's going to happen, will be a difficult moment, but it's a short moment. After this woman have the baby, she's so happy that having the baby in her arms that she forget everything that was past. It's the same with the participation on the cross. Soon, all this suffering, all our sufferings will pass. They are ephemeral, short. And our joy will be great. And we will not remember all the sadness, the persecution, the hardships. Remember that beautiful passage in the life of St. Peter of Alcantara. When he died, he appeared to St. Teresa of Avila. And he was so radiant, full of light. And Teresa asked him, "Hey, why you are so bright, full of light?" And St. Peter says to her, "Teresa, Teresa, if we can understand how much glory is given to us in the afterlife, when we suffer even a little out of love of our Lord, now I understand." And he was so radiant because he suffered so much. Now we have to have sadness, persecution, but our hearts will be joyful. For the Lord, the only fountain, the source of our perfect joy, is himself. And he needs to teach us that lesson. It's a difficult one to learn. The Lord must be the center of our life. But he gives us the opportunity to realize that. It is not enough that God is something important in our lives. We need to truly put him in the very center of our life and take seriously the road of holiness. So in order to have that, the Lord give us a beautiful and precious treasure that is the cross. So the more we understand that through our sufferings, we are learning the most beautiful life possible, a life with Jesus Christ. Remember that beautiful phrases of St. Paul, "It is not me, it's Christ who lives in me." Yeah? Christ, our life, was one of the most common expressions of St. Paul. Christ came to us, became man, to show us the love of the Father, to be a bridge between God and men, and make possible the love between God and men, and men and God. The only thing that is going to make us happy is the love of God. And the first fruits of the love of the Holy Spirit is the joy. So in this parable of today about a wedding, a feast, we need to recognize that the only way to have a human feast is having the feast of God, making possible the feast of man. The feast of man alone cannot have any happiness, lasting happiness. So when we talk about the feast of God, we need to talk about the possibility that we have of being happy, even our limitation, even when we have limitations, even when we have difficulties, is what made possible have the feast of God in our lives. The Lord says, I am going to see you again. And because of that, your heart will be really joyful. And in that day, you will not ask me anything. It's because the people who love each other have no secrets. But we need to wait until that moment to understand. And in that moment, when we know everything, we'll have no sense to asking the Lord about things, why this and why that. Until then, we need to pray. We need to ask. We need to tell him, hey, show me how I can do this, because it's so difficult. The Lord says, I will not call you servant. Out of joy, we will be his friends. So perfect love is the way to have the perfect joy. And that is the very definition of the feast of God. The strong and beautiful that no one can take away joy of the saints. St. Francis of Assisi, he find probably better than any other man the perfect joy, because he understood that through suffering on this earth is the only way to find the perfect joy. St. Francis shine in a special way in front of many other saints because of his generosity to suffer, his willingness to suffer. He wanted to share with the Lord everything. That is the reason he received the stigmas. And everything in him was light and none of darkness, because he learned the source, the very source of perfect joy. So every time that we are under persecution and we ask to each other, why us? Why of all people, precisely us? The only solution is today's gospel. It's an special invitation to the perfect joy of God. But we need to learn that through the cross. Please stand.